Hello?
Yeah,
Hello?
hello, this is Catherine from Local Splash. Is this Jordan?
Speaking.
Hi, Jordan. How are you?
I'm okay. How are you?
Good. Good here. I'm doing well. Thank you so much. And before anything, Jordan, we just wanted to let you know that this call may be recorded for training and quality assurance purposes. Is that okay?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right. Thank you so much. So, yes, this call is regarding the the conversation you had with one of our specialists. You've given us feedback that you've been getting a lot of solicitation calls. Is that correct?
What's that?
You're getting a lot of solicitation calls, like spam callers.
I haven't received any phone calls for work.
Okay.
Tell me web pages and.
Mm-hmm.
Give me a go with somebody else instead of you guys.
All right, yeah. I think you're getting, that's correct, competitor calls or solicitor calls. Well, regarding that, Jordan, the reason why we're calling you is because we wanted to let you know that we do have a feature that blocks, or I would say, yeah, blocks majority of spam calls or telemarketer calls. I would call it the call tracking. That is actually a product that we do have that we can offer you for free. So what our call tracking number does is that we will be promoting your business using a different phone number. So we'll assign a different phone number to your account. We'll use it, and any calls, text messages that goes into the call tracking, when anybody reaches out to it, it goes directly to your phone. So you get all those real time. Let's say, for example, you get a call tracking in on your campaigns, a potential client calls, and then once it rings, it just goes directly to your phone. Your phone rings. Is that something you're interested in? We could just definitely put that out. That is, of course, so we can be able to block spam callers and telemarketer calls.
I mean,
plus, you get a call tracking reporting too, you'll be able to track all the calls that are coming in from any of your campaigns. And it gets reflected in your Local Splash dashboard. You see a call tracking report.
Are you serious?
I'm sorry? Sorry.
Some bird just shit on my vinyl. I'm loading up some stuff and somehow some bird just pooped on the stuff I'm working with.
You know how they are.
I'm like loading up wood, and all I heard was a splat.
It's a different splash.
Yeah, well, hopefully. Come on, man. It's brand new. I got to install this.
I'm so sorry to hear that.
Always something. Always something.
Yeah. Well, there's always good in everything that happens, though. So let's look forward. Let's look into it positively then.
Yeah.
But I mean, so sorry, going back, have you heard all this information that I mentioned regarding the call tracking feature that we do have?
That's
a free product, by the way.
And what do you guys do? You just put it on a...
Yeah. It's going to be a different phone number, but though it's a different phone number, all calls, yes, not just in your website, but in all campaigns that we do for your business. It's important that for any campaigns we do, we have the same information. So, for example, if you agree to a call tracking feature, then we will be using that phone number on the website, on Facebook, on the directories, on Google Business Profile. But then again, once a potential customer reaches out to you using the call tracking number, it just goes directly to your phone. Your phone rings. And just another feature of it, too, is that you get a call tracking reporting. So
I'll be honest, I don't really know how much longer I really even want to do anything because I haven't received any calls for business at all.
Okay.
So
sure. I mean, that's also one thing.
Probably $1,200-$1,500 into this, and I have even got one job. It's kind of hard for me to keep justifying spending the money for it.
Of course, I do agree. To your point, Jordan. You're investing. Of course, we do anybody would wish to get returns in their investment. And one thing for sure is that we're confident that our marketing works. So rest assured it would work. Okay. Plus, we're getting everything here. Everything's completely set up. The other concern that I do have, by the way, is regarding your concern of not getting results too. Because we will be re-optimizing your business or your campaigns with us. And I just have a few questions I would like to go over with you for, you know, for optimization purposes. Okay? So if that's okay with you, for us to re-optimize everything first, is that I would recommend we increase the frequency of posting into your Google Business Profile. So with that, currently it's scheduled to create posts once per week, and that's scheduled every Wednesday. I would recommend we increase it to twice per week. Now, increasing the postings, right, increasing the postings or the announcements directly to the Google Business Profile or any Google search or the Google Maps, it can increase traffic and, of course, rankings. Now, when we say increasing traffic and increasing rankings, that means you're more visible to potential customers, and, of course, it would result to leads, you know, reaching out to you.
So you guys just okay want me you? To, like, post pictures of, on my phone? Like, what am I?
No, we will be taking care of it. We will be doing the posting. We're just asking permission if we can do it twice per week.
Yeah, that would be fine.
All right, so this time it'll be scheduled every Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's going to happen twice per week postings. We'll do that. And then also at the same time, of course, though we see here your address is hidden, and I'm thinking it's because it's home address, just to give you a heads up, Google as well favors addresses when they're shown. However, if you do agree to showing your address, you may have to go over the whole verification process again. But of course, keeping it hidden is also okay, whichever you wish to get for your Google Business Profile. Do you wish to show your address or stay hidden?
So it's my home address, so I don't really just want that out there.
All right, that's not a problem. We'll make sure it gets hidden all the time. If there's anything shown, probably just a city and the state, but not the full address. Okay?
That would be fine.
All right. Now, the other as well is that your hours of operation. Okay. Now, for this, I do see here that your hours of operation is Mondays to Fridays, 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, for this one, Google recommends we put it out as 24/7. Now, we understand you have a specific set to the hours to work for your business. However, if you're looking to the client's perspective, they do usually check Google searches, right, when they're out of work. And that's usually when you're out of work, too. So when they search for your business, what shows up is that your business is already closed. Tendency is they don't reach you because you're closed. So they Google recommends you put out 24/7 as the operating hours. So whenever they reach or whenever they do some Google search for the services that you're offering, you appear to be as an open business. So they can reach out to you, and you can just simply respond at any point. Is that okay with you?
But
of course,
scheduling.
Let's do 8
a.m. to 8 p.m.
Just give your hours of operation? Is that what you mean?
Well, I don't really want anybody calling me. I don't want anybody calling me at 3 o'clock at night.
I get your point too, Jordan. So we'll just keep your hours of operation 8 a.m. to 8 p.m., correct? Is that going to be every day by then, or just still Monday to Friday?
Oh, it can be 7 days a week.
Okay, we'll just do it every day. 8 a.m. to 8 p.m. Now, also at the same time, the other detail that we need to look into is your target area. So I do see here you have, like, 11 areas you want to target. We wanted to make sure we keep it really local for now to get it highly, I would say, concentrated in your local area. Google recommends that it should be, or these areas should be, within a 2-hour distance, and the count is in between 5 to 10. So currently, we do have Azalea, Brighton, Britton, Clinton, maybe Oakland County, Pinckney, Saline, Washington County, Wayne County, and Whitmore Lake. Are these all good, or do you wish to add more or remove anything of these service areas?
No, there's plenty.
So we'll be removing? Or how do you wish to proceed?
No, that's fine. I don't want to travel too loud.
Yes. Google recommends to just keep it within 2 hours. So lesser than 2 hour drive will be also good. Are these within 2 hours?
Yes.
Okay. Cool. So we'll keep it as is. And for your keywords too, see here. We do have here a set of keywords for your business. I'm going to send it to you by text so you can see it. If there's anything you wish to remove or add, please let me know. I'm going to send it to you by text, the phone number ending in 3121, so you see the keywords that we're promoting your business for. Did you receive it?
I'm looking at it right now, yeah.
All right. Any changes to it? Anything you wish to add or remove?
No, that's fine.
All right. Thank you so much for your confirmation as well. And also a few more recommendations from Google is that whenever you do receive reviews, okay, currently I don't see anything, but when you receive reviews moving forward, please make sure to respond to reviews to build reputation. And also at the same time, whenever you finish a job, please send us pictures of your completed work. I do see here just a few. The last ones we received were way back April. So if you do have new pictures that you do have for your business, and that'll be perfect. Like I would say a before and after picture or pictures of completed work with you as well, please send it to us because we will be increasing the postings, right? So as much as possible, we would wish to get free, fresh pictures when we do the posting. Okay?
Sounds good.
I know it's too much of work and hassle, but once we do have all these, I'm quite confident that our optimization process will work. Okay? And of course, if it works, you'll get more customers as well, Jordan. Aside from that, too, for your Facebook ads, because we're running Facebook ads for your business, we will also be re-optimizing your Facebook ads campaign and the Facebook page for better performance as well. And if you also agree, we will be able to create some Facebook assets. Now, Facebook assets also increases the traffic for your Facebook ads campaign. Is that okay with you? Again, that's for free. No need to add any other payments.
Okay.
So we'll do that. We're re-optimizing the page and the ads and then create Facebook assets. And going back to your main concern about solicitation calls, are we getting you the call tracking number it's a really good feature too. And whenever you do wish to, let's say, for example, worst case scenario, you're really not getting anything after all these optimization and adjustments we'll be doing. And worst cases, you really wish to discontinue, we could always put your number back. So we'll remove the call tracking and put your number back into all the campaigns that we do for your business.
I'm not worried about a different phone number right now.
Mm-hmm. Okay, not a problem then, but as well, just take note of the solicitor calls that you're getting. Please be very careful, especially if they're referring to any payments that they wish for you to do, okay?
Yeah, no, but I'm very well aware
they just want to earn your business.
Right.
Okay. All right. Well, no worries then. We're not going to do the call tracking, but still we're going to be working on all those that we've discussed today, Jordan, to make sure you get the best online presence that we can do for your business. And of course, eventually you'll be getting results from it. Okay?
Yeah. Like, I'm not even showing up on my Google results.
But how are you searching for it? Yeah, I understand. But how are you searching for it?
If I just look for Celine painting services.
Okay.
It doesn't show up. I have to look for it by my name.
Mm-hmm. All right. Let me check. Okay. Well, definitely this is more of a reason why we need to really get you highly optimized and more of a reason that we need to do all of these that we've discussed today so we can get you, you know, highly searchable. I did notice as well that you've been searched and seen on the Google business, you know, on the Google Maps section, and these were the increases from April and May. So hopefully, you know, starting today up until we get all these highly optimized, we'll see better results out of these.
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you so much for your time, Jordan. I really appreciate that. We'll get on the works, and if there's anything you need assistance with, or if there is any other questions you have, just please let us know. Okay?
Alrighty.
All right. Well, thank you so much, and you have a wonderful rest of your day.
All right. You also.
Bye.
Bye-bye.